HendersonAuctions.com. Supervast Auction Business License Number AB.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles with you.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
mm, when the sun comes
shining through,
when you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain,
bring on the
stop
rain,
your sighing,
stop your sighing,
won't you be happy again,
happy again,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
keep on smiling,
keep on smiling,
and the world will smile.
You know I like the horns. Play the horns as long as you can, Josh. I don't want to talk yet. So you can give the date.
All right, it is August 21st, 2023. Magic Monday.
Magic Monday. Of course, you're listening to WGSO, 990 AM in New Orleans. So it is Barbara Hoover, the Empress of Badness, for sure, with the Beat Exchange. I'm going to have James call up in a little bit, and we're sitting here with Josh. And Josh sometimes has episodes on New Orleans Trash Talk. Right, Josh?
That is correct.
Oh, very good. And James is going to be calling up in a little bit from Overpasses for America. And we have a guest here, Jack. Tell the listening audience, tell us, I mean,
hello, everybody. Yeah,
how are
you doing?
Yeah, there we go. Anyway, so, boy, there's so many different things going on in town. It's hard to say what first. But there's James.
Hey,
neighbors
hey.
From Overpasses for America. What y'all doing
in Oklahoma? That's like the first time I've ever been late like this.
Well, you're not too late.
I don't know what happened.
So what's going on in Oklahoma?
It is crazy hot. It's about 104 degrees right now.
Yeah, we hit on that. And what about that prison system, the correctional system that they have in there?
Well, some good news happened. There's a private prison here in Oklahoma that was recently bought or taken over by the state, you know, our government. And to me, that's always good news because, you know, when I worked in corrections, it always seemed somehow immoral on a really disgusting level to make a profit over locking somebody up. I think the taxpayers ought to decide what they want to keep people locked up for. And, you know, private prisons are just bad mojo. It causes problems. It makes what used to be a misdemeanor into a felony just to feed the prison system. And
but they did.
So
what about
so, yeah, so
go ahead, I'm sorry. Oh,
no, I was just going to say, so I was glad to see a private prison be turned over to the taxpayers because there's a better level of accountability that way. The private prisons here in Oklahoma were gladiator schools. I mean, it wasn't safe for anybody.
Look, I laugh at the craziest things. I'm sorry. Gladiator school.
No, it was crazy.
It's pretty wicked.
It was a great threat to use.
Right. Right. Well, we got, it's like, they had a sword fight on Decatur Street last week, and somebody died in a sword fight, right?
You know, well, it does happen in sword fights.
In French Quarter.
Yeah, Lower Decatur. Yeah.
These days. That's pretty cool, though. I mean, as far as things go, at least it wasn't your run-of-the-mill shooting, right? I mean, we're getting so used to those. At least this was like 17th century.
Yeah, but he died in the street.
That does happen when you get in sword fights and lose, you know?
Oh, God. You can't laugh. It's not even a week he's dead.
I'm sorry. It's just, you know, it's just the world bizarre.
I know. It's
you know?
Right, right.
But go figure a sword fight of all things to get yourself killed doing. Wow.
Right. And did they ever say what was the
deal? I think it was the attacker was the one. He went after someone, and then he's the one who got killed. Both of them wounded. But I think the one who started it.
Right.
Well,
yep.
If you're going to pick a sword fight, you should be make sure you're good at what you're doing, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
What a strange thing to see in the news, though. You know, today in the news, two men were, you know, one was hospitalized and another was killed in a local sword fight.
Well, cranks up the heat advisories. Yeah.
Right. And so the Georgia attorney, that state attorney that's filed all the charges on Trump, is saying that if she can convict him, she could become vice president. Now, where'd he get that deal? You know how they make deals? Vice president. No,
that's all they are is deals.
Why isn't she good enough to be president? I mean, really?
Well, compared to Kamala.
It ain't about a comparison. It's just to show how nuts they are. They're making deals.
Well, yeah.
They're making up stuff. We got the same people on local news talking like they saw evidence to Russian Trump-Russia collusion, and they didn't. And it took 2 years.
Do.
Took 2 years to get Nancy Pelosi's emails as House Speaker. And then she was interacting with Ray Epps for several weeks prior to this. And our good Michael Harrison, our former police chief in New Orleans, he went to Baltimore, Maryland to be police chief. That's the faction where the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa members came.
You know, he's
DC.
Already leaving that job.
Oh, he is?
Mm-hmm. So he can collect partial pensions from both cities.
This is too, right? I was gonna bring that up. I'm glad. You see, other people have the same view that I bring up. So I'm not the wicked one. I know who the wicked one is.
I guess that works out to one.
Well, maybe like 1.5. I don't know how it is. But you get to work in New Orleans, leave. Nothing got better. Go to another city, Baltimore, where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing gets better, and leave. And then you get retirement for, you know.
Well, where's he going? Because I want to know where he is and, you know, in case something comes up about what he covered up.
Well, our last chief retired at 50 before his pension would have kicked in.
Because they wanted to put Woodfolk in.
Right. Really, really weird. And I've been watching national, like, the small headlines. Where's he going to go?
Right.
Because I don't believe that he's 50 years old and he's done being a police officer.
And where did he go?
I'm still waiting. We're only 8 months removed from him, you know, stepping down.
What was the guy from Wisconsin? Or no, was it Madison? Wisconsin. David. The sheriff up there.
Look, and Clark. Clark.
You
have a background in a criminal background and criminal. Wait a minute, it sounds like you got a criminal background. He's got a background in criminal justice. So what's the deal? No, I think they should have gotten somebody to like out the Wild West, you know, just like Clark, or somebody that.
Yeah, you know, bring Sheriff Joe out of retirement.
Well,
you know, Arpaio from Arizona.
Yeah, but he's taking care of this. I heard because he's taking care of an area of it's like an elderly. It's a small town, you know, where elderly people retire. So he is keeping law and order there.
Oh, okay.
He has the same mindset. We only got a minute. So,
I think James Woods then would make a good sheriff.
Right.
I mean,
we're going to take a break and come right
minded.
Back. Yep, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to WGSO 990 AM.
Sharon is the apartment with a telephone pole and a fishnet stocking, spiky heel shoes, strip tees, brick tees, car keys, blues, and the porno floor show live nude girl, dreamy and creamy and brunette curls, Chesty Morgan and watermelon rose. Raise my rent and take off all your clothes with trench coats, magazines, a bottle full of rum. She's so good to make a dead man come. Pasties and a G-string, beer and a shot. Portland through a shot glass in a buffalo squeeze. Wrinkles and Cherry and Twinkie and Pinky and Fifi, live from Gay Perry. Fanfares, rim shots, backstage.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. live on WGSO Radio New Orleans, talking Saints football in our 12th season in the red zone. We'll be live at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, for another exciting season of Saints football live on WGSO Radio.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. A while back, I hosted the NFL show. Remember? We'd take a knee for no one. I've returned to WGSO to host shows on Tuesday and Thursday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. Tuesday evenings, we will focus on the causes, consequences, and solutions to the international, national, and local political mess that has developed since 2020. Thursday's show will be happier. It's a golf show discussing the current state of the game we love in Louisiana and on the Gulf Coast. Please tune in and share your thoughts.
The Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience presents NOLA Funk Fest, October 20th through the 22nd at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. This festival includes 3 days of our local beloved music, food, art, and fun, plus a special Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew exhibit. The festival will feature Irma Thomas, Leo Nocentelli, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, and so much more. For tickets and more information, go to NOLAFunkFest.com.
Do you have ghosts in your house? Well, I do. Hi, it's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party, 7 days, seven nights? Join us, BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy Sign Capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Zubidatis, gweedis, abonidis, ayah. Cleavage, cleavage, thighs and hips, from the nape of a neck to the lipstick lips, chopped and channeled,
yep.
And lowered and lowered.
That's Tom Waits from Pasties in a G-String. So, anyway, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. And it's Barbara Hoover, Empress of Badness, with the Beat Exchange and Josh from New Orleans. I keep looking at this picture that came up, and I'm sorry I got distracted, but I can't ignore it. So Josh is sitting here with this trash talk from see what I'm saying? A and Carl on the studio. They called me on my, they did that last week. But sometimes I do take phone calls during the breaks. Well, I do take phone calls during the breaks, if you knew me. But anyway, so the whole thing with Hunter Biden participated in with the attorneys to build the case on Trump for the impeachment hoax with Ukraine. They popped up one of his emails where he was supposed to, his lawyers called him to meet about his tax problems, and he said that he had to put it to Tuesday because it was meeting with the attorneys for the impeachment on with involving Ukraine. So there you go. But look, Well, you know, everybody's just trying to protect Obama. You know, if you want to read about the real Obama, you know, get Dave Garrow's book, Rising Star. And he fills you in with a lot of stuff to the point to where when he released his book, it got stalled because they didn't want that floating around. But he's written about Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. Oh, the Malcolm X of Milwaukee caused a commotion with a cow at the Wisconsin State Fair. Did y'all see that?
No, I did not.
He wanted the cow removed from the fairgrounds. He didn't like his name. And the cow, it's a dairy cow, and it won the junior competition. And so Malcolm X of Milwaukee threw a fit because of the cow's name. Well, cow's name was Jigaboo. What's wrong with that? I have no idea. Does anybody know what that means, Jigaboo? What's the problem?
That's a derogatory
for what?
Word, you know, for black people. It's
how does it get to be for black people? I don't understand.
I don't know. I know that when I was a kid, that was one you'd hear a lot more than you
really?
Do now.
Maybe in Oklahoma. I never heard that before.
Yeah, you know, Oklahoma really, it's like they had a kind of a problem with racism, and then it was just like by the 80s.
No, I tell you what, a few months back, we were going to have the lady from that worked at that museum there. She's going to come on. I'll bring that up again to her. See if she'll come and talk about what was going on. Because it was basically board members eating up the money for the museum. Just like they were saying about the New Orleans Musicians Clinic Foundation is getting exposed. Told y'all, board members suck it dry. Every board relating to music and art.
I mean, they were.
They figure out a way. The board members figure out a way how to spend the money. Now you're soliciting money and grants for artists and musicians, and basically, artists and musicians are performing these shows where you're raising the money. So how in the world does it go any of the money goes into the pocket of a board member to pay their phone or travel or what?
No, I started reading about this cow story.
Oh, yeah, what about it?
The statement from the Wisconsin State Fair, they said, the animal has been removed from state. Like, it was the animal was the problem. They couldn't just hang up a new hand-painted sign. All right, now his name.
They changed his name to Puzzle.
Yeah, the Puzzle. But, like, it could have been Jim or Joe or something. But they had to remove the animal. Presence of this cow.
No, I'm going to call up some member of the Malcolm X family and tell him, get that guy in Milwaukee to quit using y'all's family name, the Malcolm X of Milwaukee. I find that offensive.
The whole thing, people just get so upset and dramatized over the smallest things.
Did we forget
the NASCAR thing, remember, where the rope pulled down a garage door?
Right.
Was a noose hanging in a garage?
Yeah, but that was after Juicy Smollett.
Yeah.
Hate crime.
But the rope to pull down a garage door.
Yeah, it was
door.
A garage, right. Now
with a loop in it.
Right. See?
Yeah, like, you know, like every garage in the country.
Yeah, bombers were behind that.
Yeah.
Yeah, people need to
FBI was Johnny on the spot with that, but we couldn't find out whose coke it was in the White House.
Yeah, or who planted the bombs on January 6th. Well, really, who put the tanks of propane gas and 2x6s under the tarpaulin that people found going into Washington, D.C. early, you know, to be there for, you know, the celebration? Or just to show in numbers.
The former D.C. chief of police, the one that was in charge, you know, on January 6th, said that the whole thing was chock full of federal agents.
Oh, without a doubt. September 18th, they were supposed to have a thing in Washington, D.C., and only the feds showed up. And you could see what they look like. you know, like they had the same type of haircut and shorts, and you know,
it's ridiculous. I mean, it's like it's just the weirdest. It's like, look, it's the stormtroopers without their uniforms,
right? And they had the pride parade, you know, and it had so many feds, and they all dressed up in their rainbow clothes.
I just hope that these people are, you know, properly compensated. You get to work and someone hands you a box with a costume in it and like, all right, here's what you're doing today. You just gotta, okay, all right.
What about, so we were on the, we were talking about how things are in the mainstream now about drag queens being first lady, but so I said about if they had a piece on Ellen DeGeneres' show and they were dancing, well, they call it exercise, and then they were, the family jewels were jangling, and, you know, back then when it happened, what year was that, Josh, when it?
8 years ago was the
8 years ago
the YouTube
that.
Video, so.
Right.
2015?
Yeah, you see, and shaking the family jewels, but so.
You're talking about Big Mike on Ellen?
Yeah, so yeah. If you identify as a woman and it's not lewd conduct, but if you're a man doing that on TV, you know, it would say, oh, lewd conduct.
Well, but I mean, what I want to know though is, right, some guy that's writing a book on Obama and has been interviewing Obama a whole bunch over the whole thing, said that Obama fantasized about making love to men every day.
Yeah, we got.
And then we've got, you know, Michelle, who's clearly a man. I mean, I've seen the videos. I've got
the
videos
deal is,
that I took.
When people saw this, they didn't talk to each other about it. It was like shocking, you know, who was going to bring it up.
You would think they'd be happy. They'd have the first transgender first husband. I mean, you know, whichever, however she would work that. I mean,
No. Don't even try and make it be a possibility. Well, we got to go to a break. I got to talk to you during a break. So see y'all in a little bit. You're listening to WGSO 990 AM.
Pandium here. Hey, sweetheart, they yellow for more. Scorching out your cigarette butts on the floor. And I like Shelly, you like Jane. What was the girl with the snakeskin's name? It's an early bird matinee. Come back in and they get you little something that you can't get at home. And get you little something that you can't get at home. It's Pepsi's and a G-string, beer and a shot. Portland through a shot glass and a buffalo squeeze. Popcorn front row, a howl and a kite. And I'll be back tomorrow night. And I'll be back tomorrow night. Zooby zabba, zooby zabba, zooby zabba, zay. Zooby zabba, zooby zabba, zizzy zay.
You'll never get a bum steer at Joey Joffro's Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill using all fresh meats from the butcher cell. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey Joffro's Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette, 504-279-6590.
Round these parts.
Pass will go out there and it's intercepted.
The game of football.
Hammered back at the 29-yard line.
Is old.
Caught at the 15-yard line. 10, 5.
The Rage.
Touchdown, Louisiana.
It means everything. It really does.
This is your radio home for Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Ragin' Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace of the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Emery and James Limited, an independent insurance agent serving Covington, Hammond, and Metairie, Louisiana. Emery and James, serving our community for generations. Learn more at emeryjames.com.
This is Annette Benning. I'd like to tell you about the Actors Fund, a nonprofit human services organization that helps everyone in performing arts and entertainment. The fund's programs foster stability and resiliency in the lives of everyone who works in film, theater, television, music, radio, and dance. These services include emergency financial assistance for those in crisis due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Please visit actorsfund.org.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. Louisiana U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy believes former President Donald Trump should end his campaign to return to the White House because Cassidy believes Trump cannot defeat President Joe Biden in the general election. Trump faces several federal criminal charges, and Cassidy believes the one that will certainly stick is the mishandling of classified documents.
I think Joe Biden needs to be replaced, but I don't think Americans will vote for someone who's been convicted. So I'm just very sorry about how all this is playing out.
Cassidy made the comments during the CNN State of the Union program. A family in southeast Louisiana is mourning the death of a 12-year-old killed in an ATV accident over the weekend in St. Tammany Parish. Sergeant Suzanne Carboni with the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office says based on their investigation, the 12-year-old was the driver.
Just want people, parents, individuals to understand that these are not toys. They are very dangerous. They needed to be treated as such.
LRN.
90% of patients with dementia experience aggression and anxiety caused by damage to brain tissue. Agitation, which can result in screaming, hitting, restlessness, and wandering, affects over half of Alzheimer's disease patients. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. It's important to know that Alzheimer's affects more than just memory. Discussing these changes with a care team can help identify potential treatment options. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
I'm Jim Harper, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. On our farm in Cheneyville, my brother and I grow sugarcane, soybeans, rice, and crawfish. It's more than a living for us. It's a lifestyle. And the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation is a grassroots organization that stands together to protect that lifestyle. You depend on agriculture, and we depend on you to join us.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish, therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-20 054115.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
Holly came from Miami, FLA.
Yeah, you know, Truman Capote used to live down in the quarter. You know, in the 70s, he was still here. With Candy Darling, which was a transgender. And it was quite fitting, all the people from New York down here, New Orleans. But also, the Weather Underground was roaming around to all the pop festivals in the South trying to pick up young people to travel with them. Here in New Orleans, I ran into them three times and didn't know who they were. And they just said, hey, come with us. You know, we got a van and everything. I hear my own car, so I didn't need to go anywhere with anybody. And when I ran into them at a Dallas festival, I said, y'all walk up to me one more time. I'm calling the police. I didn't even know what it was saying. These are the people that make bombs.
Even if I had my own, if I had no car, I'm not getting in a van with a stranger.
Right. But I'm just saying, it wasn't like I was thirsty to go somewhere, you know, with other people, with strangers. You know, it's like, no, I don't need it. No, I couldn't understand that. But that was the love time. And then as you get to see when they, Susan Rosenberg gets, pardoned, you know, from trying to kill U.S. senators by blowing up the U.S. Senate. The Clintons pardon her. She gets released from jail, and then she's a convicted domestic terrorist, and then she resurfaces behind Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And so, you know, we're supposed to just forget about that. And then when Hillary Clinton and the lawyer Mark Elias were going to start handling the money, and people started realizing, hey, these poor black people don't understand what they just pulled off, and they think that the money's coming back to their community. They don't understand that they were used. But that's how it is. You know, I'm a recovering Democrat, so I know how it goes. You know, I'm independent. I'm a free thinker, and people hate me for it. But I love everybody. We got love here. We really do.
Did you hear about the football story with the NFL player from the movie The Blind Side?
Yeah.
Who was homeless. You were talking about getting used. How he just realized in the last few years that those people didn't adopt him. They did a conservatorship. And so he lost like a bunch of money.
No, he lost what they did. Was that they set up their family members, even their kids, with a piece of the proceeds, and not him.
Because they had the rights to his story?
Well, she wrote the book and stuff like that. And so, but the thing is, you know, they still should have included him. I don't care what they say, you know.
But it just, one thing reminded me of the other.
Right, exactly. No,
they should have at least given him his chunk of it, right?
Exactly. You know, they sold his image and stuff like that. How can you do that? You know, like, you,
I mean, at least give him an equal percentage, since it couldn't happen without him.
Yeah. Yeah, but they did it without him. Because
there's a lot of musicians that can tell you about.
Right. I was on a plane. I opened up. I went and picked up a whole bunch of magazines right before I got on a plane again, you know, because I don't like the whole deal about you do your mask and all. I don't fly anymore. So I start reading a magazine. Soon I get on the plane and get my seat. So I open it up, and there's Earl King, full page ad. Earl King, and they announcing his the release of a re-release of a record that he did in Atlantic. And I was like, wow, Earl never told me nothing about this. And I talk to Earl all the time. Ricky and me and Earl used to run together, you know, out to eat and stuff like that, and have a few drinks. I'd go home early because they would get totally crazy, you know, and then add people coming up to them and want to get crazy with them. It's like, it's better y'all drop me off home early. And so Earl, when I got off and I got to my place where I was staying, I called up Earl. I said, Earl, I want to congratulate you. And he goes, on what? I said, the re-release of your record. And he goes, what are you talking about? I said, Earl, you're in the magazine. Quit playing. And he goes, Barbara, Witt magazine, what are you talking about? Yeah. So I had to go down to the print shop. And see, they had color fax and stuff like that back then, you know, with the printers, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And so I sent it to him, you know, so he could see what it was. Because it was a magazine that wasn't in New Orleans, you know, yet. because we would get the magazines like a week later, you know. So anyway, when Earl called them up to see what was going on, the record label said, "Oh, Earl King, we got $80,000 for you." You know, and Earl was like, "Well, what about the, how long you been having it?" And he tell him, he says, "Okay, what about the interest?" And I said, "Oh, no, 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 you know, like Earl's causing trouble or something, asking about the interest, not even telling him." But you see, the laws from the recording industry started where the record label had a certain time frame to recoup their expenses. And then the master reverts back to the musician. But they don't do that. They can sell whatever because they don't, nobody stops them is what it is. You know, same thing with Taylor Swift. She could have bought her own music. George Soros winds up buying it. You know, so she remastered.
Slippery attorneys.
Yeah, she remastered. Same thing with Kanye West. He had a lawyer that was starting to do business behind his back that wasn't fruitful for Kanye, but for them. So it's sort of weird. But anyway, this is why there's such violence in the street, because of dirty lawyers and dirty judges. Everybody knows that. But the main deal is, we got to do what we can on our own to make things work, the solutions. And now, if you turn on any radio station with talk radio, they will be bringing up something about targeting the elderly. And that should be a hate crime, because you got to have a dog caught to target the elderly people. Really, really. Anything that they're doing and you get in the way of. You know, you need to leave the elderly and medically vulnerable alone. That's how Bunny got forced into a nursing facility against his will, and they said he was mute. Said, "A mute man's calling me on the phone. We had a miracle." That's what I told Archbishop Armin when Deacon Tully told me that. That Bunny was mute. He can't talk. But he had some.
There he was.
Yeah, for 8 months. With his son saying that he's only got a week or two to live. So anti-life bias, that's another thing with Boatman, because they own a funeral parlor. So over 4,000 bucks a month being charged for an office with the board members having expenses paid and travel, furniture, phones, electricity bill. I mean, really, I thought that was supposed to be for musicians and artists. I mean, you know,
imagine
and then
how many people you can feed with that money.
Right. And the whole, well, you're supposed to be feeding the people with the money. You know, they're the ones
that's what I mean. I mean, it's not expensive to travel right. or anything.
And a food program. And they had, oh, I can't even get into it because I wrote something about it. You know, and when you're part of a foundation, you can't determine anybody's medical deal. You don't even know if it was real. You can't have, we had friends that, as far back as the Beat Exchange, a new music club, that actually were medical students at that time, and then they became doctors and surgeons specializing in things. And one was a brain neurologist. And so he worked with a group of people who were brain surgeons. So we could definitely have gotten a second opinion, but they didn't want that because Bunny posted on the internet that he was going to file malpractice against his doctor. And you see that they needed to stash Bunny away because he knew information about a Catholic priest that was reported that became an archbishop. So, we're going to take a little break and we're going to come back listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Take a walk on the wild side. Said, "Hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side." And the colored girls go doo 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 doo. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do banjo, never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
So join Major League Baseball and stand up to cancer.
As we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
I'm Jordana Brewster.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
I'm Matt Damon. And cancer has in some way touched all of us.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
Do you have ghosts in your house?
Well, I do.
Hi. It's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party 7 days, 7 nights? Join us, BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
You'll never get a bum steer at Joey Jonfro's Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill, using all fresh meats from the butcher cellar. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey Jonfro's Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette, 504 279-6590.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
Fly me to the moon. Let me
Souls Jewelry. Souls Jewelry is located at 8700 West Judge Perez Drive in the mall in Chalmette, Louisiana. Souls Jewelry. Also for custom design jewelry, 504-276-1009.
In other words, baby, kiss me.
Food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo. You should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey, sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right.
Yeah, so you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. So we're finishing up the last segment with James Neighbors and Overpasses for America and Josh Dosh from Trash Talk New Orleans and Jack. So, okay. Y'all. Well, Josh did some research on the break, and I'm writing it. So, Josh, tell him what you found.
I completely missed this story from 2020 that Taylor Swift's masters for her first six albums. You said something about Soros. Like, what was happening here?
Right.
Yeah, her former manager sold all the masters to Alex Soros in 2020. With
behind the back, didn't even tell.
Well, he took it. His company is Ithaca Holdings, and he had money from the Soros family, 23 Capital, and the Carlyle Group. These are all like typical players in this game. But I thought it was interesting because Taylor Swift has gotten so much press recently for her tour that's happening next year. Right. She's doing three nights in the Caesars Superdome here,
right,
next October, over a year from now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was weird that local news companies were running all these free ads for Taylor Swift. And now I'm thinking, oh, well,
her
discography is owned by the people who own all the other, all the media. So they can push Taylor Swift stories all they want because people are going to keep purchasing that product. I don't know. It was interesting.
Right. No, it's wild. I mean, it comes up on my shorts and stuff like that. That and Harry Styles. I don't know. It just.
But I would like when your local evening news, when you're right. watching, it's like, oh, five people shot here.
Right.
Sword fight on Decatur Street.
Right.
And by the way, Taylor Swift's huge tour is coming for right. 3 nights. It's like, whoa.
Error, right.
It was like, you snuck an ad in there.
Right.
I saw the same thing with fake meats being promoted.
Right.
All the local radio and news. Would you buy an impossible blah, 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 blah? I'm like, right. why are you running free ads for
right.
this company?
It's wild.
Dressed up like a story.
Right. And then in Australia, they were burning the places down. They didn't want none of Bill Gates plant-based meat.
Well, they rolled it out in all the fast food companies, and they all quietly took them back off the menu because they weren't selling.
Oh, good.
Like months after that rolled out. That was like 2021, right. that summer.
Right. Went. What do y'all think that they might try to put us back under lockdowns? I don't think so.
I think all that stuff is clickbait at this point.
Right.
To rile up people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all we need is another crazy. Well, look. The supervisor elections in Fulton County, he resigned when he thought that everybody was getting held accountable for what happened in Fulton County. It wouldn't be any reason for the man to resign. And he had admitted the passing, what is that, that flash drive or whatever you call it, external hard drive or what, around, you know, and it was their hands. That they zoomed in on, that they were passing that thing, and they went and put it in the machines. And there were six states where Trump votes flipped to Biden. Six. And people uploaded, when they said that Biden won the next day, people uploaded screenshots from the time that the night of the election and Trump had won, and then several hours later, it's Biden when the Trump votes flip to Biden. So this whole game is like crazy. Like Jack Smith, they threatened one of the lawyers for a witness that he had qualified for a judgeship. They brought that up when they wanted him to come in. They wanted to talk to him, and they wanted the lawyer to flip his witness against Trump. That should have blown the whole case, but instead, Merrick Garland takes it over. Well, would you have a special counsel for to keep the distance? But he takes it over, purely political, but they confuse the whole thing to everybody thinks that it's, oh, my God, the U.S. Attorney General got involved. No, he should have stayed out of it. You know, it's a special counsel deal, or it's not. You know, it's like Leon Cannizzaro, what is he doing with fake subpoenas threatening people with arrest to come in for questioning? That's how you get witness intimidation and victim intimidation. And basically, all the stage slammer accidents happened while under Cannizzaro's watch. He was helping covering up the staged acts of violence that these attorneys were pulling on people to silence witnesses and victims of crime. He wouldn't even take straighten out the police reports. It's like, I've never gotten a police report. It's like they disappeared. But boy, they surely had a fake charge nailed on me 9 days after I got beat to a living pulp. I couldn't fight. I had just had surgery, four open surgical wounds. And I wrote, in the 5th District, I wrote a statement when they needed to take a police report. And I showed a woman, female officer, everything that split open, and they took pictures, and then they go write the report up. Here comes Sergeant Jackson walking out. Hey, what are you doing here? Well, I didn't want to tell him. I'm coming to the police station in the middle of the night, so you can't cover up who you're calling to find out what to do with me or about the act of violence that was a 911 call. And they were telling me, stay where you are. I got somebody threatening me in public. Oh, stay where you are. The police are coming. Yeah, right. Be on the corner for target practice. You know, so I know how the police operate. You know, when you're just trying to live your life, unconstitutional policing, that is a crime. We have too many thugs on the police force in different parishes. Not just New Orleans. St. Bernard's out of whack with their people. And it's like you have a wacko Mackles family running around just forced entry any way they want. But I tell you what, they ain't showing Louisiana laws like the castle law and stand your ground. Somebody starts trespassing and you view that as a danger. You know, you could shoot. And they laying out the laws in every state now and explaining them to people. You don't have to wait till they do you something, break into your house. I'm calling the police on the cleaning woman's son that I've already reported to the police about two incidents of stalking and sexual assault. And I'm telling him what kind of charges he's got because his mother's trying to get me to get $20,000 from my mother to help pay for her son's retainer. I go to the police, I said, why should we even pay for what he did to other people? But you see, what they were doing was seeing how much I was picking up on. Yeah, isn't that sweet? So if you think I signed up on anything where I'm going to forget about three sexual assaults, you gotta be kidding me. So we're gonna cover that again. You know, because they like to play about identity theft ring. So that's the way it goes. You have a judge, have the person that is the head honcho for the cover up the identity theft ring file a false charge on me, really? And you don't think that you identified yourself as being part of that identity theft ring? I beg to differ. That's why they had billboards about you and your family as thugs. So we'll see you same time next week. And thank you, James, for sitting in. You too, Josh. We see you same time next week, 7 p.m. Walk through the fire, fly through the smoke. See my enemy at the end of the road. Walk on pins and needles, see what they can do. Walk on gilded splinters with the cane of the Zulu. Dang a man, a con to make you a con con. Walk on gilded splinters.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me
Souls Jewelry. Souls Jewelry is located at 8700 West Judge Perez Drive in the Mall in Chalmette, Louisiana. Souls Jewelry, also for custom design jewelry, 504-276-1009.
In other words, baby, kiss me.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.